AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be sun and clouds, might be a stray shower, even a thunderstorm, high of about 83 degrees. Temperatures around southeast Wisconsin at this point, well, they're kind of holding steady, have been all night. The numbers kind of holding in the 60s and the 70s in many areas. In Madison today, big news going to be the State Assembly getting together, voting, they're thinking, on funding a new Milwaukee Bucks arena. Here's the latest from Bob Haig.
GOP Majority Leader Jim Steinke noting not all Republican members are on board, so they'll need Democrats as well.
We've said all along that their target should be 15 votes, and we're hoping that they can get there because I think that's about what's going to be needed to get it passed.
The funding plan, already approved by the Senate, uses tax money to help cover about half the cost of the $500 million arena.
You know, if we don't get this done, the state loses money, and we're still in the arena business. If we get this done, yes, we're making a contribution to this arena, but we're out of the arena business for good.
The NBA has made it clear the team will leave Wisconsin if a new arena is not built to replace the Bradley Center. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss believing the minimum number of votes is secure at this point, telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "I think we've got 35 votes on our side, and while that could go up, in his words, my hope is we don't have to amend it." Well, here's a first for the National Football League, a hiring of a female coach. By the way, it brings a little background to the job. Here's reporter Joe Ramsey.
The Arizona Cardinals have hired 37-year-old Jen Welter to coach linebackers through their upcoming training camp and preseason, and she's believed to be the first woman to hold a coaching position of any kind in the NFL. Welter played running back and special teams last year for a team in the Indoor Football League, becoming the first woman to play a non-kicking position in a men's league. Before that, Welter played linebacker for more than 14 seasons in an all-female league after playing rugby at Boston College. It's the second such barrier to be broken this year after the league announced in April that Sarah Thomas would be the first woman to be a full-time NFL official. I'm Joe Ramsey.
All northbound lanes of I-94 at Highway K in Racine County blocked for a time yesterday afternoon due to an accident that flipped a semi-box truck onto its side but left the driver with only a minor arm injury. First 911 calls came in just after 3 o'clock and led sheriff's deputies and the state patrol to run traffic detours around that site, both north and southbound. Crash also damaging part of the guardrail for the overpass as well as the road surface. Repairs made by Racine County's public works crews. Road reopened then about 3 hours later. Other Racine County crashes, but with no major injuries included, a truck rollover at Highway K and Britton Road, a multi-vehicle crash in the 4600 block of Highway 83, a car said to have been on fire and a minivan on its roof, and a three-vehicle crash at Highways 36 and J, one into a pole, the other two into a ditch. Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office still working on the positive ID on the second of two victims in a weekend plane crash in the town of Bristol. Sheriff David Beth says one man has been identified, though the name is continuing to be withheld for the time being. Dental and fingerprint records needed to positively identify the second victim. Both found deceased at that crash site, the NTSB and FAA, both involved in the investigation. Meanwhile, four people dead after the crash of a light plane Monday in a Polk County field near Amory. Sheriff's Department there says the wreckage was on fire when they first got there. Down in Waller County, Texas, the district attorney is drafting a team of experts going to review the evidence in the jail cell death of a former Naperville, Illinois resident, Sandy Bland, that following a traffic stop. Here's the latest from David Stewart.
Sandy Bland died in a Waller County jail cell earlier this month. District Attorney Elton Mathis says there are lingering questions about what's been ruled a suicide 3 days after a routine traffic stop escalated into a confrontation. His team of former prosecutors and defense attorneys will review the evidence, and in the meantime, Mathis asks the public for patience.
And the one thing we would ask the public to do is not assess this investigation based on rumor or things that may be out on social media.
Bland's family questions the finding that she committed suicide. David Stewart, Chicago.
More Wisconsin businesses could be facing audits in the future, that under a provision of the state budget that was slipped in with little attention. Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance President Todd Berry says this allows the Department of Revenue to hire more than 100 new auditors.
You had some Republican legislators a little bit nervous about, you know, here we are trying to moderate the state's tax reputation and climate, and we're going to crank up the enforcement.
The new hires by the Audit Bureau, according to Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, says that the state's going to collect about $50 million in taxes currently not being paid. Wisconsin Department of Transportation and City of Racine going to be holding a third informational meeting on the planned 2016 reconstruction of Hamilton Street Douglas Avenue between Main Street and Gould Street. That'll be tomorrow, July the 29th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cesar Chavez Community Center on Douglas Avenue.
The current 1.1-mile stretch of pavement is at the point of needing replacement, while several intersections do not meet current standards. Grafe Engineering will prepare plans that will include complete reconstruction between the existing sidewalks. The meeting will follow an open house format with personnel from the city, Grafe, and WISDOT available to answer individual questions. Prior to finalizing the initial plan, public input is needed on important related issues, such as any preferred alternatives, property impacts, and construction staging. Dick Whelan, WRJN News.
The group Preservation Racine went before the city's Finance and Personnel Committee, hoping to get a fee waiver for reserving the gazebo at North Beach September the 27th for the 40th annual tour of historic places, and was told no, or just take a chance and use it without exclusivity. Bev Schumacher, this year's tour chair, explaining their nonprofit efforts go toward remembering and maintaining Racine's history, including the beach area.
We are working with the water utilities as one of the places that will be on our tour. We have public buildings as well as residents, and we would like to use the gazebo. It's not essential to the tour. It will not be in our tour booklet, but we are going to be inviting people who are on the tour that day to stop there, and we hope to have a history brief to just kind of give them the idea of what that beach area looked like.
Alderman Ron Hart noting the city's budgetary problems and saying the old days of waiving or reducing user fees are gone. The fee to use the gazebo, $50 for 3 hours, which meant $150 for Preservation Racine to have it most of the day, September the 27th. Details about the upcoming tour, by the way, available on the group's website. Another fee waiver request in reference to a fundraiser for local animal rescue and the Racine Police Canine Program. That was received and filed because nobody showed up to explain it. WRJN.com throughout the day, your source for our local news. Go to our webpage, find the podcast under the local news section. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.